So in a new NBC News study, they found that your dog loves you. So that's not a bad thing. But your dog loves other dogs more than he loves you.
Yeah, when I first saw that, I was like, no way. But then I thought about it. You know, we have a lot of dogs that come into the house because my boyfriend trains them. He's a dog trainer and he has a dog care business.
Mm-hmm.
So we have dogs that come here all the time. And I noticed that, so my boyfriend will walk in and instead of the dog running over to my boyfriend and being like, hey, daddy's home. Hey, the alpha male is home. He'll run straight to the dog and be like, oh, my God, Charlie's here. You know, and he's just more excited to see the other dog, sniff the other dog. Hey, what are you doing? Where you been? Can I smell your feet? Can I smell your ears? And they just start running around the house together. And it's like suddenly my boyfriend and I are invisible.
Right. So if you take your dog to a dog park and you take the leash off, your dog's gone. He ain't coming back. He's chasing other dogs. All dogs want to do is hang out with other dogs and run. That's all they want to do.
Once in a while, you see the dog that you let them off the leash and they don't leave the master's side or they run to another person. That's a rare dog. But for the most part, yeah, I would say I've been to dog parks and dogs cannot wait to see other dogs. You've made their day.
Yeah,
oh, my God. Other dogs. Look at this.
It's either they're so happy to see the other dog or they hate the other dog. But they're more interested in that other dog than they are of other people.
Yeah. So, yeah, I know. But they say babies are like that, too. Like, babies would rather look at a human face than any other face because they're so interested in, like, studying the face because the face is familiar. Like, look, there's eyes. I have eyes. There's a nose. I have a nose. You know, so I wonder if dogs do that where they're like, oh, this guy gets me. You know what I mean? Like, my dog is a Spinoni. He may see a beagle and be like, you know what? Different breeds, but this guy, he gets me.
Okay, you put you in a room and the dog hasn't seen you in 2 months, or you put a cat in that room, who's the dog going to?
No, the dog's going to the cat. My dog has been asking for a cat for years. He loves cats.
See?
He really loves cats. Yeah, he could care less about me. If I'm in the room alone, I have noticed we had a dog growing up that if we went away for too long, she would walk out of the room. She'd be angry that we were gone so long. Like, she'd be pissed at us. Like, you people? You left me here for 2 weeks. I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm. And you could do this sentence, your dog loves you, but loves turkey a lot more than you.
Oh, there's no question. Yeah, yeah. If turkey was in a room.
Yeah, there's a list of things your dog loves more. And you're on the bottom of that list.
I really am on the bottom.
Yeah,
bacon. Babies, dogs, bacon, turkey. He discovered ham recently.
Oh, ham, hamburger, that.
Yeah, I'm very low on his list of priorities.
Yeah, you come after cheesy poofs. You're right there. You're right on the bottom. Yeah.
I come after whatever my boyfriend dropped on the floor from his sandwich.
It goes candy corn Cooper.
Something that fell out of my boyfriend's mouth accidentally on the floor that he licked up.
Right. Cooper. And then you. Yeah, because what they did is they monitored dogs' brains. So they put something on the dog's brains and they brought a dog in and it showed what the brain did, and they brought you in, and it showed what the brain did. And if you brought turkey in, then it would go crazy, too. So there you go.
Right.